on University of North Carolina Asheville Week. How do you disrupt the educational gaps that exist in public schools? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Thais Ruffin, professor of Africana Studies and Education, looks into a few ways to do so.
Although education is well considered a public good and the opportunity for equal education is guaranteed by the Constitution, historically, the U.S. has a proven record of denying, excluding, disenfranchising, and pushing people to the margins based on race, class, gender, and ability. The Asheville City School System in North Carolina is an unfortunate example of this inequity, holding the fifth largest racial achievement gap in the nation and statistically showing considerable disparities in discipline rates and academic achievement between white and black students. Around the U.S., gaps are prevalent in today's American public education system. Some academics may choose to spend their time problematizing the inequities in education. A better use of focus may be in executing practical actions that disrupt and transform inequitable education practices. At the forefront of actionable solutions is working in partnership with the community. We must employ practical equity on the ground with direct support for children and their families by supplying concrete tools. For example, for the past 2 years, my colleagues and I have curated and distributed relevant and responsive family literacy toolkits, plus hundreds of STEM fund packs to Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous youth and their families through partnerships with nonprofit after-school programs, public housing communities, and community-based learning centers. These toolkits and fund packs are steeped in cultural relevance and include literacy, STEM activities, and fiction books featuring Black protagonists and nonfiction books centering on Black excellence written by Black authors. It's not enough for a 200-plus-year republic to simply engage in rhetoric about its education problems. We must address the issues with work grounded in equity and inclusion and the intent of transforming unjust systems in pursuit of educational justice, where all children thrive.
That was Thais Ruffin of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.